Okay, today is Daf Pei Vav. We are on Pei Hei Amud Beis, about three lines from the bottom by the two dots, by Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, he said the words, Im yesh sham tfisas yad, the Baal HaBayis has tfisas yad, eino oser. So what's the case of tfisas yad? The idea being is, if the Baal HaBayis has tfisas yad in the homes, in the chatzer, so then those people in the homes do not have to be mishtatef in the Eruv. And by them not being mishtatef in the Eruv, they do not asr or anything else. They're not there, as if it's the Baal HaBayis' house. So, Hechi Dami Tfisas Yad. Gemara asks, what is Tfisas Yad? Hechi Dami Tfisas Yad. Gion Chatzero, so holy deal with the Girsi here, we have the Girsi of Bunyus ben Bunyus, which is an interesting name. It's interesting that he's named after his father. And we'll see later on that his father's still alive, which is also very interesting. But Bunyus, so some have the gears of just Ben Bunyus. But okay, so the Chatzir of Bunyus Ben Bunyus. What was the Chatzir of Bunyus Ben Bunyus? Rashi says, the second to last line at the end, Ashir Hava, he was very wealthy. Umashil Batim Shabbat Chatzirol La'Achirim. He was a very wealthy guy. He owned 10 houses in the Chatzir, right? Real estate mogul. And he would rent out, he would live in one house, and he would rent out the 9 other houses in the Chatzir. And he would keep his utensils in each of them, meaning he maintained a presence in each of the rented out houses. Because he was so wealthy, he had so much stuff. So therefore, since he kept a presence in each of those houses, it's as if he is still in each of those houses. So the 9 people who rented those houses do not have to be mishtatef in the Eruv, because it's just basically him in the Chatzer. We have to figure out what does it mean to have Kalim in the house. What does that mean? So he has the presence in the house. So then the Gemara brings the case of Ben Bunyus. He was apparently a Talmud of Rebbe. Asa l'kami de Rabbi. He came before Rabbi. Amar lehu. So Rebbe says to the people who are sitting around him, Pinu makom leven me'amana. Spread out, make room for the wealthy guy who has 100 mana, which is basically 10 mana is 100 also, so it's 100 times 100. So it's 10,000. Make room for the millionaires coming in. The rich kavir is coming, make room for him. Asa inish achrini. Another man came in, Amr Lahu, so Rebbe said to the people looked by him, Penu Makal ben Masayimana. Well, here's the multimillionaire. Make room for him. He's even wealthier. And Rashi says, Klomar Makam Khashiv Yoser ben Gedolim Lefit Kvod Oshro. He's giving a lot of kavod to the wealthy people. So Amr Lafanov, we'll just talk about it in a moment. Amr Lafanov, so they said to Rebbe, you think this second guy is wealthier than the first guy? You don't know about Bunyus ben Bunyus. Amr Lafanov, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe, Aviv Shalzeh. This guy's father, Bunyus' father, Yeshlo Elis Finos Bayan. He's got 1,000 yachts in at the waterfront. Ukenegdan Elif Ayaros Bayabasha. He's got 1,000 fields on dry land. He's a pretty wealthy guy. So Amr Lo, so Rebbe says, well, so wealthy, his son's not dressed appropriately then. Amr Lo, Licha Shetagia Eitel Aviv, when you get to Bunyus Sr. And Morlo, tell him, don't send Bunyus Jr. to me with this shabby clothing. He's got to dress a little better because you have to dress the part, I guess. There's an idea of dressing a certain way and it reflects upon who you are. So that dress a certain way, you should dress more appropriately. And then Mara says, Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. So Rebbe would be Mechabed the wealthy. Rebbe Kiva Mechabed Ashirim. Rebbe Kiva also became very wealthy, was Mechabed Ashirim. Kedidrash, the Drasha says, Rav Bar Mari, like Rav Mari, Kedarish Rav Bar Mari, Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim Chesed VeEmetz Min Yin Tzruhu. So it says Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim Emasai Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim. When does the world sit before God? Meaning, when is the world going to be established? How can the world maintain itself? Bismach Chesed VeEmetz Min Yin Tzruhu. When there's Chesed and Emes from those people, those people guard the words, like the world. The idea being here is, I wish the Mishmarshim point out. Some unfortunately point out, why is he mechabed Ashirim? He's mechabed Ashirim because Mestama, they're doing a lot of chesed, and they're giving a lot of tzedakah, not necessarily because of the wealth itself, but because of what they can do with the wealth. Others say that being wealthy is basically a bracha. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu showers bracha on somebody, they must have done something good, so you have to be mechabed them also. The Gilead of Shas, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, is an interesting one. He says, just look at the side, I don't know where it is in the Gemara, he says, Rebbe himself was beyond wealthy. And this is why he would honor Ashirim. He wanted everybody, people going to be Mechabed Rebbe Mimonashach. Rebbe was very wealthy, and he was the biggest Talmud Chacham of the generation, right? He's the God of Ador. So what Rebbe would do is he would be Mechabed other Ashirim, so other people would be Mechabed him because of his Ashiris, and they wouldn't be Mechabed him because of his Torah, so he wouldn't get any benefit from his Torah. Right, that's what he brings, and it says over here, right? He says, they would be Mechabed Gamkin also Bishul Asherol, the Lo Bishvil Torahso, Shelo Ratzah Lishtamish, he wanted to make sure the people, if they were going to mechabit him, they would be mechabit him for the wrong reason. They would mechabit him for his wealth, not for his Torah, because he didn't want to get any benefit from the Torah. Okay, but we still got to go back. Now, what's this Tvisas Yad? What are these? So we said Tvisas Yad means a person has Kalim. Rashi says a person has Kalim, this wealthy guy's Kalim in the other people's place where they rent out from him. So Gemara says, Rabbi Baruchana Amar Kigon Yaseid Shal Machresha. Yes, it's like the peg that's used, it's a kli that's used like a knife that's used to hoe, basically. It's a hoe that's that has, if you have that kli in there, what is that kli? That kli is muksa, right? That kli is muksa, so therefore you know it's going to stay there the entire Shabbos. Right? Rashi says, kigon yatecho machresha, he says, yavi tvisas yad, next Rashi, and then the other, then he says, also, kigon yatecho machresha, right, yatecho machresha, I miss it. Oh, and Amar of Nachman, turned to Beit Shmuel, Rav Nachman said in the name of Beis Shmuel, Dover Hanitel B'Shabbos Oser. If it's something that the Baal HaBayis can take out on Shabbos, or that you, the person inside, can take out on Shabbos, then it's not considered Tvisas Yad, because that's going to Oser. Dover Hanitel B'Shabbos, Rashi says, Eino Tvisas Yad B'Oser. If he doesn't make an Erev, he's going to be Oser B'nei Chatzer. The Iboi Yishakir B'Shadal Levrai, because if you want, you can just toss it outside. But Dover She'eno Nital B'Shabbos, something that cannot be taken and moved on Shabbos, Eino Oser. That's not going to Oser the person, the Chatzer, because he doesn't have to be part of the Erev, because there's a Tvisas Yad of the Baal HaBayis. Tanan Nami Ochi, the Bryce says the same thing also. Yesh Lo Tevel, if the Baal HaBayis leaves Tevel, which is stuff that the Truma hasn't been taken off yet, so it can't be used, it can't be moved, that's clearly Muksa, so that's not going to be taken on Shabbos. Or Yesh Lo Ashishis. Ashishis means like this big, I think it means this big iron, a piece of metal. There's this big piece of metal. The kol davar she'eino, so what's the piece of metal? Is the piece of metal muksa? We already just said tevel is muksa. Why is he adding a piece of metal? Maybe it's very heavy. Maybe that's something that he can't, that the different reason why he can't move it. Yeshlo ashishis, the kol davar she'eino b'Shabbos, eino oser. Anything that cannot be taken out on Shabbos is not oser. Rashi says, ashishos shel barzel chatichos gadol. The Rashi says that it seems to, the two seems to be given two examples. One a muksa example, one a non-muksa example. So are there more things besides muksa that create Tvisas Yad? What if you're in a hotel room, right? The hotel is owned by I guess, by a Jew, and everyone's in the hotel room. Do you need to make any room around? Because the Baal HaBayis has all this stuff inside the hotel room. You're not allowed to take the television out and bring it. You're not, the hotel is muksa. What about the big table? It's not muksa, but you don't have any rights to pull it out. Does it depend on being muksa on Shabbos? What if you're not allowed to move it because of a reason other than Shabbos? Maybe that also creates a Tvisas Yad. So he seems to be a machlokas poskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that you don't need an Erev, I believe. If you look, he says over, I think it's Rav Moshe here. Shulchan Aruch says Baal HaBayis Shlisho Habri Batim Bechatzer Simin Shinayin. Baal HaBayis was a lot of houses in the Chatzer. V'hishilan O'iskirim L'Achayim, and he lent them or rent them out to others. V'yishlo B'chol Echad Mehem, he hasn't started any of them Dvarim Sh'inam Nitovim B'Shabbos. Things that aren't, you can't take out on Shabbos. Either Machmos Kvadam, because they're too heavy, or machmas iser, or because it's usser. Usser, why? It's usser. So now it goes back to our iron thing. If something's too heavy, even if it's not muksa, I don't know, there's a big chest inside. It can also increase the yad. And he says, machmas iser, shem dvarm sha usser l'talkalam, afilu tzorek mekomon. Right? It has to be things that, it has to be so muksa that you can never move it. What about something that's klisha malachdo l'iser? A klisha malachdo l'iser, technically you're allowed to move the tzorek gufo l'tzorek mekomo. So maybe that's not tvisas yad. So he says here, right, the Mishnah Berurah says, he says that if it's a klisha malachdo l'iser, that doesn't count as Tvisas Yad, and you would aser. He says, im hayu mutter l'tatlon tzorkuv mekomo, maybe the Baal HaBayis would need it, and then he would take it. So that's not something that's going to stay there. And when it comes to the hotels, he brings down here, and this is in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he says a hotel that a Jew owns and he rents to rooms to the Orchim, they have beds and tables, and they use it. So he says, he quotes the Dvar Avram, the Chazon Ish, that it's not considered the Baal HaBayis has Tvisas Yad, and you have to make an Eruv. He quotes the Minchas Yitzchak, the Marsham, same thing. But on the other side, he quotes here, in the, about Igros Moshe, in the Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, that these things inside is considered Tfisa Siyah, because if I'm in a hotel room, I have no legal right to move anything outside of the room. I can't just start taking the beds and start taking the tables and the desks and chairs and just tossing them into the hallway. I guess that's not part of the... So Rav Moshe says that maybe you don't need an Eir there. Right? So ask your local Orthodox rabbi. If you go to a hotel owned by a Jew, and I guess it's only all Jews in the hotel. Okay. Next Mishnah. We've seen this Mishnah, I think, before. Hameniach Beso, so someone who leaves his house on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so there are five people in the Chatzer. Guy number five is going away for Shabbos. Right, so Hameniach Beso on Erev Shabbos. V'holoch Lishbos V'ir Acheres. And he's going to for Shabbos to a different town. So Echad Nachriv Echad Yisrael, this guy who's leaving, whether he's a Jew, non-Jew or a Jew, right? Harezeh Oser. It's Divrei Rav Meir. Meir says you have to take an Eir from him, or from if he's a non-Jew, you have to do Schiris from him, because ownership determines. If he owns it, you have to make an heir from him. Rashi says, because he holds the dira below Baal Mishma dira. That's the Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer Eino Oser. He says, no, what's considered a dira? You have to be living there. If you're not living there, it's not considered a dira. So you don't, for that Shabbos, if they're away, and they're going to be away the whole time, you're not going to be concerned that they're coming back. So then, actually, he says, if they're going away for Shabbos, you don't have to worry about taking an Eir from them or renting from them. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Nachri Oser, the Nachri would make it Oser, but Yisrael ain't Oser, but a Jew would not make it Oser. Why? Because the Jew, if he's going away to out of town, most likely he's not coming back on Shabbos. How's he going to get back? The guy can come back and then cause a problem. Right? Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi, Nami Svili, Lash Me Dira, he also says, if you're not there, it's not considered a Dira, however, he asks because he may come back. So even if he's leaving for Shabbos, you'd have to do schira smakom from him. But and also from the Jew, Rabbi Shimon says, even if the Jewish guy in house number five is just leaving to visit his daughter in that city, he's going to his daughter's house in that city, eino oser, he's not going to ask her also, because even though it's in the same city, once he's going to his daughter's house for Shabbos, he's going to stay there for the entire Shabbos. And Amar Rav, Gemara says, Rav says, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that even if you're going to go to your daughter's house in the same city, the assumption is you're not coming back, and you're not going to atzer. But dafga bito, that's only if you're going to your daughter's house, who's in the same city. Aval b'no lo, but if you're going to your son's house, no. Then meaning we're not going to consider you gone for Shabbos, because there's always issues with the daughter-in-law. He says, the Amri Inshi, because people typically say, Navach kach kalba, I mean the kelev, which is zachar, right? Navach bach guryata puk, basically a male dog. I guess that's, you fight with it. You could, if male dog that's barking at you, old, you can go in. But navach bach guraisa, but the female dog puk, go out. Meaning the son-in-law, don't worry about it. The daughter-in-law, you got to get out of there. That's what he seems to say. Rashi says, Vidafka Bito, the other inish to dire Eitzel Chasno, because people will go live by their daughter and their son-in-law. Aval Beno, when it comes to his son, Ein Ada Mesiyah Daita Mi Beto, if you go to your son's house, you still have in mind to go back, Lador Eitzel Kalaso, Shema Tit Kotate Vietze. It seems to be fights between the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law. There probably sometimes, some strife. So the idea is that something might happen at the meal. She didn't like the way she cooked. How can you marry my son? All these things. And then they're going to, and then you're going to leave. Okay. Fine. Next. Don't tell that one at home, I guess. I don't know. That's one of those. What? I don't mind. Whatever. Okay. Bor Shabim Shtei Chatzeros. It all depends on the mother-in-law. Bor. Borsha ben shtei chatzeros. Okay, so you have a water cistern between two chatzeros. Okay, again, remember, every chatzer is considered a reshus kalim that rested in one chatzer. Technically, can be moved to another chatzer. Right? We just make the right. The problem is, if you didn't make the eir chatzeros, you can't bring from your house into the chatzer, from the chatzer into your house. But the kalim that are in the chatzeros, technically, right? Chatzeros, karfifos, gagogos, they're all one thing. So here you have is a water cistern between two chatzeros. Now, these two chatzeros did not make an Eruv together. They made Eruv amongst themselves. So they in Chatzar A, you can take things from the Chatzar into the houses. In Chatzar B, you can take things from the Chatzar B into the houses. But they make an A between each other. So you can't move from Chatzar A to Chatzar B. This water cistern is in between both Chatzeros. So if you're taking water, theoretically, you're taking water from Chatzar B into Chatzar A, and vice versa. Because how can you determine which water is which? And again, these are all Dinei Derabbanan. Because we derive, so it's all Rishus HaYachid. So we're going to make Gezeros and Takanas. Sometimes they don't make exact sense to solve the issue, as long as just we know what's that there's a hacker there or something like that to make it clear. So he says, Borshud ben Shtei Chatzeros, Ein Mimal Mimenu B'Shabbos. You may not fill from it for Shabbos, because the bor belongs to both Rishios, and you're going to be machnis into your Rishios, something that belongs to two Rishios. Eli im kein asu lo mechitza gavoa asar tvachim. Unless you make some sort of partition, see what that partition is, you have to make some sort of partition that separates the bor between two chatzeros, and it has to be a 10 tvachim partition. Then this mechitza allowed to do it, and you can do it. Where's the partition? Bein milamata, whether it's milamata, meaning inside, all the way in the bottom of the well, bein milamata, bein mitoch ogno, or not even in the water, but just in the, I guess, in the well itself, but it's not deep enough in the water, just in the well itself. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, Rav Shim Gamliel says, no, there's a machlokas v'sham v'sil here. V'sham v'omrim milamata. You have to put this mechitza milamata on the bottom. We'll read the fine in a moment. V'sil omrim milamala. V'sil says you can do it above. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, no problem. Lo tein mechitza gedolim in kotel shebeneihem. If these are two chatzeros, there must be a wall that's separating. So this wall that was made to separate the chatzeros, it probably runs above the bor, we can use that wall also as the demarcation, and that's enough to allow you to take from the well. Again, it's not going to divide the water, but that's going to be enough to separate. So what is lamata? What is lamala? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says lamata, lamata mamish. Lamata means when we say lamata, I guess it means what Beshama is saying, it has to be all the way down. Lamata mamish means it has to be in the bottom of the well, I guess. No, sorry. Right, lamata and lamali here, lamata means it has to be in the bor all the way down to the waterline. Above the waterline, but deep down in the cistern. Lamala and lamayla mamish. Lamala means it can just be on the top of the bor. It doesn't have to go down to reach the water. Bezev is ever bor. And both of these are inside the bor, not necessarily inside the water. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yehuda says no. Lamata means lamata min amayim. When Beis Shammai says it has to be lamata, it means it has to be down in the bottom of the water, all the way at the bottom. Right, and lamala means lamala min amayim, and lamala means above the water. So, according to the lamala of Rabbi Yehuda is the lamata of Rav Huna, basically, because right? it's by the waterline. Okay, whatever. According to Rav Huna, it just means on the top of the well. According to lamala, and lamata means by the waterline. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, lamata means in the well, and lamala means by the waterline. So amalei Rabba bar Chana l'Abaye. So Rabbi Barchan asks Abaye, Hadam Rabbi Yehuda, that which Rabbi Yehuda says that lamata means lamata min amayim, that we had to put the wall all the way into the water, right? Maishna lamata mamish delo. Why is that any different? Why does he say that you don't put it? Excuse. He says you have to put it at the bottom of the water. Why does he say you can't put it right to the water line? Why? What's the difference? He says the reason why you don't put it back on the water line is the arvi amayim, because the water still mixes underneath. If you put it, if this is the well, and you put it here, the water still mixes underneath. So too, if you just make a 10 tefachim wall on the bottom, he says lamata min amayim all the way to the bottom of the cistern. Also, nami arivim amayim. It's still going to be the water, still going to mix because it's just 10 tefachim, and then above it, it's going to mix everywhere. So what's the difference? Excuse me. So the Gemara says, Amalei lo shmi alach. Have you not heard? Hadam Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda said the name of Rav. Umata ba mishum Rav Chia, and some say it was from Chia. Shetzarich sheyeru roshan shel kanim lemalim min amayim tefach. He says the minimum height of the wall has to be 10 tefachim, and there has to be at least one tefach that protrudes above the water. So therefore, it's separating the entire water. It's still going to be seepage and stuff like that. But if your assumption is that the point is to separate the water, that does a better job. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll ask you another question. Hadam Rav Yehuda lamala. When Rav Yehuda says lamala, what does that mean? It says lamala min amayim. It says lamala min amayim means up right by the waterline. He says, Maishna Lamala Mamashtalo. So why doesn't he say you can do it all the way on the top of the... What's the difference by doing it, if you're doing it in the pit and not in the water, what's the difference you do it right by the water line or right by the lip line? It's not separating anything. So he says, right, Maishna Lamala Mamashtalo. He says, why, on top you won't do it because to Arive Maya, because the water still mixes together. Lamala Mamaya Nami. Also, if you put it right by the water line, also it's going to mix. Arive Maya. So he says, no, Amrle, Lo Shamila Chadatani Yaakov Karchina. Did you not hear what Yaakov, the bald one? Apparently saying someone was bald is not like an insult in those days. It's just descriptive. Right? Shugan Karcha, Yaakov Karchina, Sarikshe Yishaka, Rashi Karim B'mayim Tefach. So in that case also, you would need, the if you're putting it right by the water line, you still have to have it drop into the water, a Tefach. I mean, you need, there it's about a hectare. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, so it's Rashi, it's 5 lines before they get wide on the bottom. He says, Sheyishka Roshe Yakanim, that the Roshe Yakanim had to go dip into the water, Hatachtonim, the bottom part of the wall. Well, Baha Pligian, this would be the Machlokas. The Beishamai Boru Mechitza Hamavsekis at the home. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Beishamai would say that you mamish need a physical barrier. That's why the water, that's why the wall has to drop to the bottom of the well and protrude at least a tefach above the water line. Well, Beis Hillel b'al heker mechitza. Beis Hillel just needs you need a heker. Doesn't have to have a physical barrier. Just have a recognition that there's something separating here. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel says, yeah, it goes to the water line, but you have to drop it just a tefach, so you have a heker. Tosfos argues, but that's with Rashi. So the Gemara then says, okay, now we're going to ask. Be'al ha'hada amar Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rabbi Yehuda once said, there's also machlokes Rashi. Tosfos, kore arba materes b'chorba. Let's say you have this room. You have this ruin out in the field or something like that, and it has on top a beam, right? It has a beam that's 4 tefachim wide. This is according to Rashi. It's 4 tefachim wide. We say you can drop the sides of the beam down, and now you can carry within those 4 tefachim underneath the beam, right? Good, asik, right? We drop the beams down. Right, Rashi says, Korah dal materes b'chorba, Korah, right, it's the last Rashi with little short lines, Korah ha-techuba mechoma lechoma b'chitzkitz, goes the width of a choma, kedera chorvos and a fellas, shoshar mekoros, the beam stay, the yesh barach ba'arba'a, and it's 4, it should be, arba'a, 4 tvachim, v'him mutelas al rechava, muti l'tatl tachter, right, the amin, shnei chadeh, yodin v'sosmin, right, it goes down, here we're talking about, it's a mechitza tluya, so mechitza tluya, Rashi says, that's a machlokas, a hanging mechitza, we'll see before, we said a hanging mechitza is not good, if it's 3 tvachim, because the gojos can go underneath it, here this person must hold that mechitza tluya is still okay. Okay, so he says that this Korah Abba Materas Bechorba, and Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Rabba Avua, Rav Nachman says in Rabba Avua, Korah Arba Materas B'mayim. If you have this bore in the middle of the Chatziros, all you need is a 4 tefachim wide board to go across. And that's it, right? Materas B'mayim. That would be okay. And Rabbi Yehuda, this should be a question of Rav Huna also, but Rabbi Yehuda says that a Mechitza is not Materas B'bor unless you have some sort of heker in the water, right? In either way, but Beishamai said it had to be all the way in the water, and Beis Hillel said you had to have something dropping in the water. Here, they're saying you just need a board to go across the top, as long as it's 4 tefachim wide, because then I guess you view, if it's 4 tefachim wide, then you can view the sides as dropping down, but there's no heker necessarily in the water. So the Gemara says, why does that work? Haka azul dlili idlich gisil maisi. Whatever, when you put the bucket in, so, okay, I recognize now it's separated. When I put the bucket in, there's no separation. The bucket's going to go to the other, could theoretically go to the other side. So our answer is no. Kimlu Rabbanon, the Ein Dli Mahalich Yosir Meir Bar Tvachim. Right? Underneath, they assume that the person who's throwing the pail in, it doesn't go more than 4 Tvachim away from where he drops it, so therefore it's not a problem. The Gemara says, okay, but maybe it'll still go under. That's their assumption. Right? Therefore, but the Gemara then says, Tachas HaKora Miya HaRiva Maya. But underneath the korah itself, underneath the board itself, okay, so on this side is the sky, this side is the sky, but there's 4 tvachim underneath the board. And we just said that my dli won't go more than 4 tvachim, but it'll go up to 4 tvachim, maybe be under the board, and that's where the water is all mixed. Right, so Gemara says, Tachas korah miyam har v'yamaya, so Gemara says, right, Ella. So what does Ella mean? So it's a big machlok, because we've shown whether we have the word Ella here. Ella is a very important word. Ella means you reject everything before, and we're saying something new. Right, that's what Ella means. So Ella, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, there's some sort of cooler here when it comes to water. We've seen that before, we'll see it again. When it comes to drawing water, they were very makel. They didn't have all their tarkanas. So Rashi says, Ella kalhu, He says, "Kal hu shekilu chamimaim vilesel the Rabbi Yehuda." We're rejecting Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's whole sheet in the Mishnah, even though we just shock them. Usually, when you go back and forth on the shita, you accept it. Here we're rejecting Rabbi Yehuda, right? Less than Rabbi Yehuda. Elikir Rav Huna. We're going to go like Rav Huna. The Beis Hillel lamala mamish ka'amri. We're going to go like Beis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel say lamala means? All the way on the top. Doesn't even have to drop into the water at all. We're not concerned about separating the water in any way, shape, or form. We have this is the water down here. You can have it up here. We're completely rejecting Rabbi Yehuda. So why is that sufficient, according to Beis Hillel? Because it's a kula shekilu chamim mayim. We made a kula when it comes to drawing water. Okay, the boy minei Rav Tavla, me Rav, like Rav Tavla had asked Rav, mechitza tluya. You have a mechitza, you have these curtains or something like that are hanging, right? Tluya, ma'u shetater b'chorba. Again, you have this ruin area, and it has these walls that are dropping down, but they're broken on the bottom. All the way around, they're broken on the bottom. So it's a hanging mechitza. It's a mechitza tluya. Also, when it comes to sukkah also, you have to be very careful that the canvas sometimes gets shorter. It has to come down, because otherwise it's a mechitza tluya. Right? So you have this mechitza tluya. So Amalei, a mechitza tluya materes halamayim. A hanging separation only works when it comes to water, because kahu shekil chamemayim, because that's what we made a takana with water. What's the hanging curtain by water? Remember, we have the case where the people have the balcony, the ledge outside, and they want to draw the water from the river. So they make this, they make a hole and they make this box around it. It's a hanging mechitza. That, but when it comes to water, we're okay. So to here, when it comes to water, we're going to be okay. So according to this, Rashi says and Tosfos says, the Ella rejects Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore Rashi says, an interesting case Rashi has, now Tosfos says, Tosfos Ella, Ella kalu jekilu b'chamimayim, peirish ha-pekuntris, vilesel Rabbi Yehuda. We're rejecting Rabbi Yehuda. Ella ki Rav Huna, right? We're going like Rav Huna, to Beis Hillel, l'mal l'maymish ka'amri. Ve'al zeh somchim ha'olam, based on this, the Oilam, meaning what was going on in the times of Tosfos, that they rely on, Sheyishlehen Bate Kisos Alamayim. They used to make these bathhouses, these outhouses, or these toilets, over the river. Again, we said the other day that they used to use the river for everything, until they figured out that it causes disease. But they, especially people downriver, so they will use them for the, so basically what you're doing now is you're dropping from the Rishus HaYachid into the Carmelis. How are you doing that? Because he said you're making this because it comes to Mayim. He says, Apopi She'ein Mechitos Magiyas Adamayim. Even though you don't have these Mechitos dropping into the water, they're just being makel, the mechitzas are on the side. Tosfos is going to point out that these mechitzas have to be made specifically for this. If the mechitzas are just made for the bathroom itself, for tznius purposes, that doesn't count. You have to have it in mind when you're making it that these mechitzas are for a barrier. They are for a mechitza. He says, "Val zeh sochem olam sheishlo bate kiseos alamayim, afal pi shein mechitzas magiyas alamayim." Then they make, and then that's where they can relieve themselves into the river. Other Rishonim don't have the word Ella. If you don't have the word Ella, then you're not rejecting Rabbi Yehuda. It changes the whole sugya, because now all the kashas are not just on Rabbi Yehuda, it's on Rav Huna as well. But like we said, we go with Rashi. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, right? Stam Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah, right? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo tehe mechitza. You don't have to worry about the wall in the pit between the cistern between the two chaseros, something about going in, going down. Yes, there's clearly a wall that separates the two chatzeros. Otherwise, it would be one chatzer. That wall is going down the border, which is going across the cistern. That's enough. That's enough. And now you can take from the water. So Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, who's makil so much by this mechitza. It's a hanging mechitza again. It's mechitza tluya, because it's not dropping down anywhere. It's mechitza tluya. He must hold like Rabbi Yossi. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishitas Rabbi Yossi Amran. He must hold like that. He said, he's holding like Rabbi Yossi, that's why he said his halacha. The Amar, because we have the following case. Now, Mechitza Tluya Materas Afilu B'Yabasha. That's the idea of Mechitza Tluya, does that work? So, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mechitza Tluya does work. Let's just say the Mechitza Tluya is the case, easiest case with the Sukkah, you're dropping your walls down, up, they don't reach the bottom. They don't reach the bottom, and there's enough room for godros, for kids, like the animals, kids, to not children, to walk through. So Rav Yossi says the Tznan, we have the Mishnah and Sukkah again. Hamashashal defanos mimal lamata. If you're dropping your sukkah walls from the top to the bottom, bisman shegavos min arutz shlosha tefachim. If they drop and they don't reach the three tefachim above the ground, psula, that's going to be pasul. Milmat mimata lamala. If you're bringing them up if you're bringing them up and they don't reach all the way to the top, then we say that's okay. If gavos asar tefachim ksheira, as long as they're going up, they're 10 tefachim high, then we say we get good asik and they go or good achas, and they go and they, we project the walls up and you're fine. Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi says no. Kishim milamata lamala asara, kach milamata lamata asara. He says the 10 tefachim, if you're dropping the wall 10 tefachim, it'll go all the way to the bottom even if it doesn't reach. Bring the wall up, no difference, because he doesn't have this problem of mechitzat tluya. So that, which Rabbi Yehuda says, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that this wall can go across, that's going to be okay. The problem is, and Rashi addresses this, we just said before that we're mekil when it comes to water. So why do you have to project Rabbi Yossi onto Rabbi Yehuda? You don't have to project Rabbi Yossi onto Rabbi Yehuda. You can just say Rabbi Yehuda holds that mechitzat tluya does not work. Why does it work here? Because I'm mekil when it comes to water. So Rashi says, I think it's later on he says it, is that, we mentioned before also, what Tosas pointed out with the bathrooms over the river, is that this wall, when it was made for a border wall. It wasn't made to separate necessarily for the cistern, to separate the water in the cistern. In order to say that the wall that is preconceived is made also to, and is going to also help with the cistern, you must be mekel by mechitzat tluya. So that's why we're projecting Rabbi Yossi onto Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, Veloi, we don't have to project Rabbi Yossi onto Rabbi Yehuda, because you can say, Lo Rabbi Yehuda savala ki Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rabbi Yossi savala ki Rabbi Yehuda. Neither of them can hold like, they can both reject each other. Rabbi Yehuda, in our case, who says that this wall going across works, Lo savala ki Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, because Adkan lo ka'am Rabbi Yehuda, the only time Rabbi Yehuda has this idea of being makeup of this mechitzat tluya, only it comes to the halachas of Eiru Chatzerus, because that's a din derabanan. So it's a din derabanan, and then it's water, and all the, it'll be mekel. Normally, a wall that doesn't drop down, no good. Here, it's Eiru Chatzerus, it's Orsus Yachir anyway. Just put up a little hecker, and you're done, and that's fine. Aval b'sukkah, when it comes, but if it, in case of sukkah, which is d'oraisa, lo, the sukkah, which is trying to be mekayim, it's a d'oraisa, he's not going to allow mechitzat tluya. That wall has to drop down to at least 3 tefachim of the ground, otherwise it's no good. Below Rabbi Yossi, several Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi might not hold Rabbi Yehuda also. Because maybe Adkan, local Rabbi Yossi, when does Rabbi Yossi say the Mechitza Tluya works? Rabbi Yossi says that Mechitza Tluya works. When does he say that? That's Ela B'Sukkah. That's only by Sukkah. The Isser Asehu. Because what happens if you don't eat in the Sukkah? You just didn't perform Mitzvah Aseh. There's no Malkos. There's no Lav. I mean, you get a bad check in Shemayim, and you did the wrong thing. You know, we're supposed to do the right thing, but there's no punishment. It's an Isser Aseh. Aval Shabbos, but when it comes to Shabbos, the Isra Skiluhu, Shabbos is so machmir, the Isra Skiluhu, lo Amar. He's not going to say it. He might say, wait a second, everyone asks, Shabbos, Isra Skiluhu, we're talking about Eru Lichatzerus. Eru Lichatzerus is no Isra Skiluhu, so Din the Rabbanan. What's an Isra Skiluhu? I think it was Rashi. Rashi says, Aval Shabbos, Isra Skiluhu, I don't know what to say, it's like just smack in the middle. Aval Shabbos, Isra Skiluhu, Rashi says, Afal Gav, the Berushius, the Rabbanan, like a Skiluhu. Even though when it comes to Rishus the Rabbanan, Carmelis, the Chatzer, there's no Skila, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ka'ein Deraisa Tikkun. Every the Rabbanan is patterned after the Deraisa. So the Hilchos Shabbos has a din of Skila. The Rabbanan is patterned after the Deraisa, meaning clearly we're dealing with a very Chomer issue, which that if it was Deraisa, there would be Skila. That seems to be the answer. The Gemara says, Im Tomar, if that's the case that Rabbi Yossi says, only says, he won't say Mechitza Tluya works by Shabbos, because Shabbos is so chomer that we violate the rights of the Briskila. What about the famous story in Sipori? Right? So, Oso Maisa Shanasa Bit Sipori Al Pi Minasa. Who were they holding like? Now, Sipori is Rabbi Yossi's town. And we're going to bring a story now where they paskin not like Rabbi Yossi. Who they hold like? They clearly not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is not the Mordasar in Sipori. He says, they say, Oso Maisha, Sanasa Bitsipore, Alpi Minasa, Lo Alpi Rabbi Yossi, they didn't do according to Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, okay, it was El Alpi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Nasa. It was Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Shmuel. I guess he took over later, he argued with his father, and they followed Rabbi Yossi. Okay, the question is going to be, we'll see the case in a second, and then we'll finish. I guess the question is going to be, you're going to have a case of Mechitza Tluya on Shabbos, and they're going to allow it. Based on what we just said now, Rabbi Yossi only allows the Mechitza Tluya by Sukkah, not by Shabbos. Okay, so the Chiasa Rav Dimi, because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he told the following story. Amar, he said, Pam achas shochachu velo hiviyu sefer Torah mibod yom. they forgot the Sefer Torah in somebody's house. Apparently the shul is in the same chatzar as the Sefer Torah. Again, we said before that the shul doesn't have to be mishtatef in the Erev, because the shul is not, the shul is not makom dira. I guess apparently the Bnei Chatzar here did not make an Erev. So they weren't able to bring the Sefer Torah from the shul to the Beis Knesset, or maybe from the Beis Knesset to someone else's house. Hold to do how you move in the Sefer, why isn't the Sefer Torah in place? Why are you moving the Sefer Torah? Okay. So Pam Acha Shachu Velo Review Sefer Torah to the Beis Knesset, Mibu Ojo, before Shabbos. So Lamacha, what do they do the next day? Parsu Sadin Al Hamudim, they threw these curtains over these pillars. They were these pillars from the house where the Sefer Torah is to the shul. They put these curtains over it, and basically what they did is they made mechitzos. The assumption being here that these mechitzos didn't reach the bottom, so they're mechitzos tluyos. I don't know why I have to make that assumption, but that's the Gemara assumption here. Is parsu sadin al amudim veiviu Sefer Torah v'karuba, and they brought the Sefer Torah and they read it. And Rashi says v'lo heviu Sefer Torah lebeis hakneses. That's what they would do. So the first Gemara says, well, wait a second. They put the curtains up on Shabbos? He says, Parsu l'chathchila mishari. Who allows you to make an olel on Shabbos? Parsu l'chathchila mishari. V'ha ha'kol modim shein osim olel arai b'Shabbos. No one allows you to make an ohel arai on Shabbos, the chachila. We had the case of the machlokas we saw a few times with the shutters that were taken off. So the whole idea was you're allowed to be mosif on an ohel, the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Chachamin. But no one allows you to create an ohel arai on Shabbos. So you're throwing the curtains on the side. So this also impacts a major machlokas Rashi Tosos. The machlokas says, what creates an ohel arai? According to Rashi, the only thing that creates an ohel is the roof. They weren't making roofs here. So according to Rashi's Shita, this shouldn't be a problem to begin with. Tosos uses this as a proof to his Shita that even just making walls is enough to make it all orai, which would be a problem. Okay, so Rashi would have to reinterpret the case. So Gemara says, Parsul Chachilu Mishari, Ba Kol Modim Shein Osim Ol Orai B'Shabbos, Ella Matsu Sadinim Prusim Al Amudim. Serendipity, they found that the curtains were on the Amudim. So then they were ready to go. So then they used it, right? But Purusim Alamudim, they view Sefer Torah Karuba, and they brought the Sefer Torah and they read it. So here where the assumption is that these curtains didn't reach the bottom. So it's a Mechitza Tluya. And Mechitza Tluya, according to Rabbi Yossi, doesn't work on Shabbos because it has a Din Skila. It only works on Sukkah. So who do they hold like? They're not holding like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's not the Mor the Aser and Sipori. So who are they holding like? They're holding Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi's son, maybe he was the Rav afterwards, he argued on his father, and he was Matirit. And he said that a Mechitza Tluya, even on Shabbos, would work. Okay. It's a Chatzar, yeah. It's a Shiachit, right. Only if it was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then you can't, no, for sure not. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachit, so we have these kulas on the Dinei Derabbanan. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up by Amar Rabba tomorrow.